Very much, Chairperson. Chairperson, without sounding too naive on the process, of which I do admit that I'm extremely naive on the process, the judge, Chief Justice, has actually given us the list and has been stated by Ubaba Gumede, he has done the selection himself, and then now we need to take forward the process. The process means that out of the list which he has given us, we need to select the number of people out of that list. Now, Chairperson, I would like to find out, is there any documentation anyway which gives us the permission or the right to again select and actually entertain any other inputs apart from the ones which are coming from the Chief Justice? Like I stated, Chair, I'm extremely naive on the process, but I'm not too naive, but I might be. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. I would like to concur with what Honorable Gumede has raised to say we appreciate the work that has been done by the Office of the Chief Justice. And the Chairperson has got a question to ask. What is the law saying? Because according to me, the Chief Justice process followed the processes of ensuring that all the parties that are interested participated on that process. But now I understand your point when you are saying a parliamentary process. But now I want to know, because there are already processes that have been followed in terms of the Constitution too. Now, we're still going to make another process, or it's just a formality to call for public comments? And then if we do that, how long will it take if there is a process that we can follow? Because according to me, even if you are preparing for November, we all know that we are going for recess mid-September. And we cannot say we're going to finalize this process in October and then by 1st November these people are starting. So I think we also have to check the process, how long will it take, and what processes are we going to follow. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Chairperson. And we are having the shortlisted candidates that were done by, I think, a credible person in South Africa, which is the Chief Justice. And he applied his mind, he interrogated and critically looked at all the capabilities and the credible and the expertise of those people that he has given before us. And it is us as Parliament to come with the best, and those who are going to assist us with the 2019 election. We don't want really to bring people who don't have those expertise, as you can see that the Chief Justice has given us that shortlisted candidates before us. So I hope as the committee we'll be able to select the best that will be able to ease the 2019 election to become credible. I thank you.
Thank you very much, Mamo Rapuzi, for your input. I think that's a good input. Mamo Nis,
Good morning, members. Thank you very much, Chairperson. And I would like to thank the Office of the Chief Justice for the job well done. We can see that all the candidates that were shortlisted are all well versed to the field or to the issues of the IEC. So I just want to check from the Chairperson what is expected of us as members of this committee regarding the processes and what are the timelines so that we can be able to put ourselves together and know exactly what are the timelines. Thank you so much.
MP will be the last one.
Yes, thank you very much, Chairperson. I was just listening to members of the committee speaking on this matter, and I become confused when the whip of the committee or the whip of the ANC started talking. But I hope that the Chairperson will clarify me. Because my understanding, last week we had this item on the agenda. And then we agreed as a committee last week to say that let us not proceed and let us have another day to zoom in on the matter. And then my understanding, because the Chairperson said on the day, let us allow all political parties to go and caucus on the names. So that is the main reason why the matter was not deliberated to last week. That is my own understanding, Chair. And then we agreed. I even said to you, I'm ready because we've already had a caucus. But today now I'm hearing a different story to say that we are repeating what we have said already last week when the Chair introduced the matter. So again, my question, Chair, please be patient with me. I'm not Hussein. I'm not going to talk too long, as Hussein.
I'm very sure that I'm home.
Please clarify this thing. Why are we here, Gandhi? Because what the members are saying, thanking the judge about the good work, we've done that last week. Why are we always thanking the judge? Let us proceed.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. I don't know. Let me first start with the process. And I think it's good that you get the members who are already ready. Some of them are not ready. It's a process that require a consultation. If others have not yet properly consulted and all of that, they're still engaging or still looking at the names, that's okay. As long as we have some kind of an understanding that the timeline that are proposed by Mominis would, at what point are we expected, therefore, to finalize this work? And what I'll tell you, firstly, is that one of the commissioners' term of office expired in June, who happened to be the judge. And it becomes difficult to deal with issues of a IEC that is highly in operation without a person of that caliber in place. So it's very urgent that we'll have to deal with the appointment of that particular individual as quickly as possible. But we then have to agree on the lines of engagement and finalization. Now, the parliamentary process and the guide that we receive, we draw a guide generally from the Constitution, Section 59, is it 1A. In fact, it deals with the open process that Parliament may, in the lawmaking process, and this part of it, what we're doing here, consult widely and engage, not to amend here, but just to allow for comments and have organizations whom, in fact, at the level of the Chief Justice, they've made submissions. There may still be other people in the shortlist who still want to make a comment. And therefore, Parliament has that responsibility to make sure that we allow such views. We have open participatory democracy. Therefore, it's important that the members of the public who have an issue to raise with Parliament may make their own contribution, even within the shortlist, without really having to amend anything so far, but they may want to bring to the attention of the committee a number of things. That is what is stipulated in the Constitution and in the rules of Parliament. I think this is what is guiding us as we deal with the lawmaking process that There must be openness, fairness, and participatory, meaning that we must invite or encourage individuals to make inputs into the process. So that's one thing, and I think I'm very satisfied. If you look at the letter that is sent by the Speaker, the Deputy Speaker of Parliament, it sort of helped members to understand that particular guide. And it goes back to the point that is raised by Honorable Waters, which I think he was emphasizing on the decision that we have taken, that if there's a submission that has came through, we'll then distribute such before you can even want to start off appointing and nominate. And appointing, because no longer nominating is the process of appointing. Before you want to start there, you may want to engage with the inputs that is coming from the public and what members of so meaning that we're giving them a fair opportunity to participate, which I agree with the Honorable Waters, and it must be in that fashion. So what I propose, the way forward must be in line with what we have just discussed and hearing that day. Other parties are ready, by the way. Mam Kalipi has just put it across that I'm sorry, I don't use Honorable Gakulu. Mama, it's a respect. It's the highest respect that I sort of accord. I can say Mama Honorable. but I think if other parties, you know, you've got small parties who are dealing with this thing as quick as possible, others will still have to consult and engage and all of that, you know. So let's allow that process. Let's agree that as we move forward in the next portfolio committee meeting that happens next week, we must then finalize this process, meaning that from now until next week, we can then allow, you know, anyone that wants to make any comment or submission to the committee, process those issues, finalize them. And then next week, we are now going to engage on those names. Engaging on the name meaning that you have a file that has been submitted to members. I think all of us do have this file with all the names and their CVs, right? So we're going to engage on that, the 8 names. Taking a guide again from comments that would have been made from the public, the committee section will then summarize the issues that are coming forward from the public. Already we have about how many? Two submissions, yes. Already we have two organizations that have made the submission. I start with the issues there, and then bring forward those issues. You may want to communicate those issues even before we come to the meeting next week, right? So that we can then distribute that information to members as they interact and consulting with their party, those issues are taken into account. Because we have to respect the public input generally in the process. And that's what the approach that we are taking with this portfolio committee, that anything that we do, we must do it open. And we must be able to allow members of the public to participate, not in the closed doors, open up for media. Everybody must be able to hear the work that we're doing as this portfolio committee of parliament. Because at the end of the day, the decision that we take will bind the society, binds everybody. You know, we are home affairs, that, marriage, everything, elections, everything. So it's important that we do that exercise. So on that note, therefore, colleagues, I want to propose that we'll then adjourn this meeting to allow that that engagement, and then we'll then meet next week to then deal with the process and nominate the names that that must be nominated. Okay, I'll start with you, followed by Waters, Mkalib. Yes, that is it.
Thank you very much.
If you don't agree with it, then there's no other way that we'll want to bulldoze. Now, if members are not ready, we'll allow them to go and participate.
Thank you very much.
Come back next week.
The process.
Then we can then look at the parliamentary process. Once we have done it on Tuesday next week, and then we can then make a report available and then submit it to Parliament, so that by the time Parliament goes to recess, we'll have resolved such matters before us.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, for taking the platform again. But anyway, Chairperson, thank you very much for the explanation. But I would like to request that we get all the submissions, because this one we only got it today.
Okay.
And we can have time to read it. Please please, you say there's two submissions, but it's one at the moment. Thank you, Chair.
I'm informed that it was emailed, by the way, to members. But it's fine if...
Chair, just on the inviting comment from the public, how will that be advertised? How will the public be made aware that they can give comments? Thanks.
I'm advised that we can do a parliamentary press release that sort of you know, announce the process that the committee is engaging on at the same time. Okay. No, that's fine. Mam Kalipi, you can come in.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. I just want to register my dissatisfaction.
Okay.
I think, Chair, nidlaleni ngathi. So I don't want to repeat what I've said earlier on. But really, it's Tuesday. You call this meeting only to be told that it's going to be adjourned. The effect of the matter, Chair, is that ANC is not ready. That is the effect of the matter. Then last week we spoke about this matter and you clarified it as we are clarifying now, Chair. And then
okay.
I fail to understand why you call us just to adjourn the meeting.
Okay.
Yes,
Chair.
Can I interject you now on this point? I know that as the Chair you must manage the process, especially when you're chairing the meeting. Plus we must not run away from the fact that we must confront the issues there.
Okay.
Since we have arrived, we have been working as a collective to confront the issues that is before us. But on this one, Chair, I must register my complaint and my dissatisfaction that when ANC is not ready, it affects all of us.
Okay.
There's no problem. There was not supposed to be called to a meeting that is going to be adjourned.
Okay.
Because I even specifically asked last time to say, what is the time frame? And then we clarified that, no, before the recess.
Yes.
So we still have a time.
Okay.
So to be rushed to come in to a meeting and then postponed, I don't think is right, Chair. Please avoid this thing.
Okay. No, that's fine. That's fine. The point is made because you're ready. You see, when you're ready, you really want to make sure that everybody is ready. It does not work like that. Others may be ready. Others may not be ready. I'm not sure that IFP is ready. None is ready, Mama. Kuluma Mama.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Yes, ma'am.
Ni cancel kod min nyekankar. Kod ni barabod. I think the honesty of the matter is that the ANC is not ready. My honor... No.
Talk about your party.
No. Just hold on, Chairperson. Chairperson.
Kuluma mama, kuluma mamukomo.
Chairperson. I'm stating that...
Yes, ma'am.
This process would have gone forth today.
Okay.
It would have actually extended from today onwards.
Okay.
But then because the ANC is... that's the honest of the matter.
Okay. Okay.
Secondly, Chairperson, I'm still talking.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, Chairperson, whilst we are here today, some of us had to come rushing over to this meeting last night. We came here to Cape Town quite late because we're coming specifically for this meeting. Chairperson, let that not happen again because it just is not kosher for things to work in that way. The IFP is definitely ready. We have our names, we have the people that we have actually recommended and would like to propose to the Chairperson that the next time we have a process of this nature, where, for instance, probably the Chief Justice has actually given us nominations and has actually given... No, the shortlisting of names. Let us work on a very clear process of how we entertain as a committee all these other submissions, especially the time frame when they actually get to us. Because we would not just like to get submissions just for getting submissions. Would like to get submissions so that the committee goes through those submissions and probably those submissions could influence the process or actually be sent again to the Chief Justice through a certain way. Because actually, I'm not too sure if we are going to be helpful in the process of even going through whatever we will be getting when already the shortlisting has happened. I don't think that would help. So I would like us actually to work on that, Chairperson. And the chief, through you, Chairperson, to the chief whip of the ANC, Baba Ukumede, please, let's just get the process moving. Time is not on our side, Chairperson. You spoke of when a lot of these people are expected to take part in their functions, especially like the judge and everybody else. So every time we keep on delaying the process, we are delaying so many issues. So, Chairperson, we are appealing to yourself, as well as the chief of the ANC and our honorable members, to move with the process as quickly as they possibly can. Thanks, Chair.
Now, the point that is made is a very important point, Mom. And the good thing is that you did ask, what is the public process? How do you see, the IFP did not even spend time to look at the public process. It's only now that it wants to ask, how do you deal with the public? What then happened? But already you are ready. You have already put the names and you have jumped the process that must be followed. But I take the note that the other parties, obviously, as they are consulting, it's important that we should move with speed and resolve this matter. But one thing that I think all of us have came to realize is that there's a public process that needs to be followed too. So you may be ready with the names there, and we have submissions that are there, are not processed, and it cannot be. That because you are ready, therefore, undermine this rest of these issues, and the ANC you are to blame for that. Speak for yourself. I'm cheering here, but speak for yourself of the process that we have now agreed that they next week then finalize this matter. But what was important, which we have not spent much time last week, was this public process. Hence, it's shared now to members and supported by the DA. I'm surprised that the DA does not say the ANC is not ready to. You see, I thought I'll hear the DA saying, yeah, that you are ready, therefore the ANC is not ready. So we had one, now it's the head one. Okay, that's fine. Everybody's ready, but deal with the public process then. Okay, Honorable Kumede, just the whip I'm giving you, just speak on that, and then Mamra Pudiro say the whip to speak, and then we close this matter. And there's nothing wrong, by the way, to be very honest, there's nothing wrong to have engaged in this level. There's nothing wrong at all, you know. You have to understand, be clear, and make sure that everything that we do it in the best interest of the public too, you know. So as much as everybody's ready, let's make sure that the process that is followed, it's a process that is fair, it's open, and cannot be challenged by anyone tomorrow. No, you can't stop the whip when he's on the floor. He's very... Okay, you can speak there. I don't know, we'll go ahead and close this matter.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. Honorable Chairperson, I think this institution is very, very important. The IEC is very, very important. And we have just heard that the DA is not ready and the ANC is not ready. And from where we stand, we believe that it is very important to maximize consensus on this matter because of the importance of this institution. The ANC does not want to impose its majority on such matters. It wants to discuss with all other parties and find consensus if it is possible. Right now, I do not know what the position of the DA is. And the DA doesn't know our position. And similarly, the EFF and the IFP do not know our positions. But consensus on such matters is very important. If there is no consensus, the way we disagree, we've got to disagree to disagree without any animus. Because if there is any animus on such matters, that would affect relationships in the IEC. That is the position of the ANC. It wants to consult and find agreement, consensus, broad consensus as possible, because it wants to put South Africa first. And such matters like the IEC are important, and in consideration of such a nature, South Africa has to come first. That is what is delaying the ANC. Thank you.
So then between that, now, in between yourselves now, you can engage. There's nothing stops you as parties to talk about the names and all of that. You may want, Mam Khalip, you may want to share your position, what you have taken. Same applies with the DA that is now ready to. You may want to share so that in next week meeting it becomes easy. We can sort of come with one conclusion quickly and then finish the process. On my side, what we'll do, we'll make sure that we get those submissions and we summarize them and we send them to you. That's what we're going to do. Mam Rafuti, there's a close in this minute. Yes. And there was no waste of time for us to be here.
No, I just wanted to reiterate what Chief Justice have said. I think for public sake, after a careful assessment of the candidate, we anonymously agreed on the most suitably qualified candidate based on the criteria and consideration informed by the needs for diversity, in particular race and gender. The list we submit is set out below. Mr. Maletlatsa Monica.
No, you're now getting into the space.
No, though. I think for public.
No. That information is not fully to me. Leave it there. Your whip has already spoken. You've taken the line. Colleagues, therefore, the next portfolio committee meeting that was going to take place next week. What is that? So this will then form part of the agenda for next week. And then we are... There's a matter that the Honorable Khalipi raised. Mama?
Mama, let me give you. I don't want to surprise you.
No.
That one, the chief has already told
me. No, I do understand. But I think for the sake of transparency and public, we should, I think the public must know how many candidates were elected and their names. I think this one I have to be strong on that. It's important, Chair.
Colleagues, next week, there's a point that members deliberated on last week, and again, Mam Khalipi did raise the issue of stateless persons. We'll be dealing with issues of immigration, PE and Cape Town refugee centers that have been closed, and there's a court order. We're going to allow the department to come and talk to us on such matters, and then get to know what is the status of such. I've requested through the committee again that the committee should write to the chair of chairs for a permission of travel, a study tour. The committee secretary seems to be very scared of the chair of chairs, but in fact, I must go and talk to him. I don't have to do that. If the decision of the committee, you write, you send, there's no background discussion in my work, in fact, and that must be responded formally to the committee. That's how we operate, if we are to respect process of parliament. You request that, you remember that we said let's schedule urgently a delegation that must go to the OR Tambo Airport and deal with the issues of fire blades. We have not yet finalized that. What we'll then do, we'll then revert back to members with a revised program of the committee after consultation with such a authorities in parliament. You know that we have dealt with the civil union. We have sort of in principle agree. We we need to therefore schedule that process in the program of the committee now. That will then call for public hearings and all of that for that civil union. We have the Refugee Act. We know that the issues of the Refugee Act, Immigration Act, that we still have to finalize. So we'll just come back with the revised program. But what is important is the matters that the members have been dealing with, frustrated when you are confronted by your constituency and ordinary members of the public, that we then said that there must be a way in which we engage with the department so that members of parliament, especially of this portfolio committee, when members of the public raises issues with them, they must be given a hearing by the department. Because it's the same frustration that members of the public get when they go to Home Affairs offices, where they will queue for the whole day and be told that the systems are not working and all of that. So we need to begin this exercise of putting Home Affairs accountable through the issues that we pick up ourselves and want the department to respond on. I think that's the spirit in which we're going to be moving forward. Part of it, colleagues, that we must do, is that we have offices just around here. You may want to have a situation where we take an hour. Like today when Mam Nkomo says that we just wasted our time today. We may want to take an hour across Barrack Street, just 30 meters away. Go there, see what's happening. Unannounced visit. That's how we're going to operate, in fact. This formal thing of having to write to a department, tell them that we are coming on this day, then they put roses and muffins for you, you arrive there, you lose sight, you know, because you end up, you know, looking at the flowers and eating muffins, nama grapes, mamu, ngomu, and then lose the focus of dealing with the challenges that our people are faced with at Home Affairs. So we may want to take a stroll, all of us, just to go to Barrack Street, but that will be properly coordinated when we come back with the next program. But we're not going to reflect it in the program, but we'll allow time that this time for oversight we can decide. Get the Kumbi, go to Athlone. If there's Home Affairs office, whatever way it is around here, go there and see what's happening and come back to Parliament again, you know. So that's an approach that we'll take. On that note, members, thank you very much for the available time that we've engaged Mam Nkomo and members. Let's meet again next week now to finalize the process. We'll come with it in the program of the year. The revised program will be tabled next week because we have to do the fire blades. You know that we still have the 11th, which is the hearing on the Gupta citizenship. We have asked both the secretary of the committee now to write to the High Commission with a list of all those families now to confirm which one have renounced their citizenship, so that by the time we get to the process that we're going to be engaging on, we have a confirmation of those who have renounced their citizenship. We have identified those families. A report has been circulated again to members. And that report that has been circulated has been given to the Department of Home Affairs for the minister and the department to respond on the questions that we have put to them. So that process is going to start from that level. On that note, thank you very much. It was wonderful meeting you this morning. Let's meet again on Tuesday. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Yes, sir.